From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. South Florida Democrats are pushing legislation to overturn the Supreme Court's recent decision, allowing some companies to deny contraception to employees. Matt Laszlo has the story from Washington.
11 years after Congress passed the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, the majority of the Supreme Court used it in its ruling that certain contraceptives don't have to be covered by health insurance if they violate the religious faith of private business owners. South Florida Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz accuses the court of upending women's rights.
What they did was they said that it's okay for an employer to use their own religious views and impose them on their employees and limit their access to health care, essentially substituting a boss's values for a woman in particular's health care decisions, and that's unacceptable.
The justices looked at 18 different forms of contraceptives and said four, including two forms of the morning after pill, don't have to be provided by private companies. Florida Republican Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Leighton says Democrats are overreacting.
I think that a lot of people have been getting upset about it without seeing how narrowly drawn it is and how it's not going to have these huge ramifications that people think that it will.
The legislation Democrats are pushing still allows religious institutions to opt out of providing contraceptives. The bill doesn't have a single Republican sponsor. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
About a dozen South Florida hospitals have been recognized for reducing the number of babies born unnecessarily early. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists and the March of Dimes have put out a list of hospitals with less than 5% rates of early scheduled deliveries. Dr. Karen Harris chairs the Program Services Committee for the March of Dimes Florida chapter.
Well, for these mothers that are having a completely normal pregnancy with no problems for the mom and the baby, it's much better to wait for delivery until between 39 and 41 weeks pregnant. The baby has a much lower chance of needing to go into the neonatal intensive care unit.
Babies born before 39 weeks are more likely to suffer vision and hearing problems. And if you'd like to see a full list of the South Florida hospitals recognized for reducing early births, you can visit WLRN.org. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.